So, hello everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Asterisk Show. Today we have with
Okay.
us is Kumar Gaurav. So, hello sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. So tell me about yourself. Like what you do.
Okay. So basically, I'm a software engineer, but right now I'm getting into this whole influencer thing. So I'm taking Instagram as my highest priority right now, and then I'll move on to other platforms. But I really think that singularity of focus is everything when you are doing anything. So yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. I have I mean the main goal is to have multiple side incomes and set up multiple income streams. So that is why I'm trying to set up all of them one by one, and that is the goal, man.
Okay, so like you have written about finance and branding in your like profile,
Yes.
which I read. So like these are some of the
Yes.
keywords which people are like these are trending these days. So like can you give a tip of, like what you do in this field, like with finance and personal branding? Like this is what many people want to know about.
Okay, so I'm into three things actually. Not you mentioned two, but I really feel that I'm into three things. So number one is personal finance. Personal, I mean, see, since the starting of my career, I did not know about this thing, man, and I lost a lot of money. And because of that, I learned it, and I have started this from the beginning of this year. Since I think January or February, I started doing this personal finance on and budgeting on my incomes and basically on myself. So, and that is the way you can make more money, right? Actually, I mean, the goal for everyone is to make more money at the end of the day. And I think that is what everyone should be aware about. And that is what everyone should know about. And everyone should learn these things. So that is the number one thing which I'm like making people aware about. Second thing is personal branding. So because I am doing this whole influencer thing on Instagram, so I mean this is one thing with me that I just share what I so like in my journey, what I'm learning with the personal branding, I am teaching that stuff too, like how to get followers basically, or the tips which I think which are working for me and which will be working for others. So I just give those tips. And the third thing which you didn't mention, which I just changed I think last week in my bio, that is marketing. So I have recently stepped into this whole zone. So and which is very fascinating to me. Like the only thing which can change the future of the product is marketing, right? Do you agree with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Like you must be doing marketing for Asterix Studies, correct? So yeah,
Yes,
that
we
is
do.
the number one thing which can change the whole face of the product or anything. And that really fascinates me. So that is what I'm stepping into it. And I am doing marketing for my Instagram account. So I thought it would be nice to just talk about it and make people aware.
Okay, so moving on to the last part of this episode, like I have seen you do a lot of like small case studies. So like can you like name a few small of few of those case studies? Like I saw a few of them and they were like very interesting. So like can you tell one or two here?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you the recent one, which was like really amazing when I found that. So that is from the Amazon. So one thing which Amazon does is, so have you ever talked to anybody who works in Amazon?
Like I haven't, but some of them are like far away friends or someone are like engineers, etc. at Amazon.
Yes. So I am from this software engineering. I am doing software engineering. I mean, I am a software engineer since 5 or 6 years now. So I know a couple of people who are working on Amazon. So the one thing which I really like about Amazon is that their employees know their product inside out. You just talk to them and you will know that they are really aware about what's going in the company. And my question was, how do they know that? Like, I'm working in an organization, but I don't know what is happening in all departments, right? Just like your STEC studies, if you are working on one department, then you cannot know about what is happening in other departments, correct?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the question in my mind. So I did a little case study, like how does Amazon manages their employees and everything. So I found that they have a policy in Amazon that every employee sit on the customer service decks for 2 days in 2 years. Okay. So the employee will be interacting with the real customers and will be handling the real problems of their customers. And that includes their CEO as well. CEO, CTO, CXO, whatever. So this applies for every employee. So yeah, that was the thing which is really interesting. And I found it like that is amazing. Every company should do that.
Yeah. So that was all for this episode. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, man.